Governor Chris Sununu joins us on this Monday morning. Governor, thanks for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Well, good morning, Jack. How you doing?
A lot going on. A full flight, as they say. Governor, let's get right to it. You did one of these out-of-state speaking engagements. It's considered a high-end event. It's usually a kind of a closed event, meaning no media coverage. And you made some news over the governor over the weekend, Governor. You know that. Calling the former Republican president Donald Trump, and I know you might have been trying to be on the sarcastic side. I know you poke fun at a lot of people, but calling the former Republican president Donald Trump blanking crazy, and they're not, and not backing off those words, saying that I'm not sure he's crazy enough to get into a mental hospital, but if he got in, he probably is not getting out. You know, I'm sure Donald Trump has already heard about this because it's made national news and some of the political channels. Any regrets about what you said about the former president?
Jack, it's a roast. It was a four-hour comedy roast. It was a great time. There were jokes made by everybody on everybody. I mean, I started my 10 minutes of jokes making fun of my father and making fun of my family and making fun of Joe Biden and CNN and MSNBC. And I had Jen Psaki sitting, you know, the press secretary sitting 5 feet away from me. I made jokes about her. We make jokes. The whole point of the event is a four-hour comedy event. There are skits. There were, right before I got on the stage, Jack, there was a song about me. They did this whole performance insulting me, and it's funny. It's funny. It's just a joke, and anyone who's taking this overly seriously is clearly either doesn't understand what the event is about or is just, you know, not understanding. It was all in good fun. It's all very bipartisan. Republicans make fun of Republicans and Democrats. Democrats are there making fun of everybody. So no one is left unscathed, and in that way, it's very very bipartisan and should only be taken, you know, in a very lighthearted way.
Well, Governor, a few weeks ago you were on the show, and I asked you to react to Corey Lewandowski on behalf of the president. He had made some news on one of our other shows saying that he thought you should be challenged by a Republican, and Governor Sununu needs to go in New Hampshire. And that was quite a poke from Trump towards you, the former president. I asked you about it at the time. You said it was
Let's be clear, Jack. That was Corey made that statement.
I understand. But hold on.
The president didn't make that statement. Corey Lewandowski did. And
if the
president doesn't, former president has been at the Gridiron event. He's been part of it. He's made the jokes himself. I mean, if anyone needs to understand the sense of humor there, it's him. But so no, I don't worry about any of that.
No, but I asked you, and that's what you said, that you don't worry about it's political theater. But you know, even though these events are, it's a roast, words are heard by leaders like you, and you have a national stature at this point, first in the nation presidential primary, and you're known. I guess my question is, even though it is one of those roast dinners, the only thing that surprised me, Governor Sununu, to be totally candid, was the use of the word, the F word. Even if it was for shock value, you have school kids that come to the State House, you love to meet with them, you're a parent, you're a dad. You know, is that a little beneath the office or you?
Jack, it's not a public event. There are no kids there. There's not a public event.
No.
It's
people,
not recorded. So, look, so I understand people will hear I say and then walk out of the room and write it down. But, come on, I use the word in shock value in a comedic way. And, no, obviously we don't want, you know, kids, you know, repeating that and all of that. It was part of the joke. We move on.
No, the reason I'm saying it was a closed event, but it's being picked up. It's in Politico. It's in the national news, and the use of that word. I was surprised. But, all right, let's move on. Let's move on.
Look, it's a room of 700 adults, Jack. I mean, you know, look, the whole thing wasn't a tirade with offensive language. I used one offensive word in that joke and moved on. And part of the use of the word was the shock value of the joke, because it's just that. It's a joke. So you can't take that stuff too seriously. Look, everyone has been so serious about everything for the past 2 years. This event hasn't gone on for years. We all got together, Republicans and Democrats. You let your hair down. You laugh not at each other as much as with each other. And in that way, it's a really positive bipartisan event. And anyone looking outside in and trying to, you know, dissect too much is just, again, lighten up. It's like, let's get back to serious. We have serious issues we have to deal with in New Hampshire, across the world, across the nation. This ain't one of them, you know?
Well, I'll say you stole the show. How's that? You stole the show.
Hey, to be the funniest guy in Washington is like being the best surfer in Kansas, right? So yeah, let's
good
remember
line,
where the bar is set here, you know?
Well, and they're playing tonight. Governor, let's go to the serious stuff. I'm curious on your reaction of President Biden and the Biden administration on the border. I am a little perplexed. We are continuing to see fentanyl pour into the streets, get into New Hampshire, southern Maine. You know a lot about fentanyl. You've worked with John Delaney, the DEA. It's getting into our streets. The border, I don't know, it doesn't seem like we're stopping it at all. And now there's an immigration ruling on a certain title that, that the administration wants to go get rid of. What is going on at the southwest border? What's going on with this president and this administration in terms of keeping our borders safe and secure?
Yeah, this administration has no sense of keeping the border safe and secure. If they did, they would actually go down to that border. They would see the humanitarian crisis happening, these families getting absolutely torn apart, the tragedy happening to these kids. And as you brought up, the issue that's hitting every state in the country, which is the unmitigated flow of fentanyl and drugs being manufactured out of Mexico and being brought directly to New England and to New Hampshire. And so it's everywhere. And this administration, they're not creative enough to come up with solutions. They're not bold enough and brave enough to say, we got to tackle this problem head on. They just want to gloss over and hope it goes away. But meanwhile, the kind of that socialist, very left wing crew that is writing the rules, not just the laws, but the rules behind this stuff, is just making the floodgates even bigger. It's part of this agenda. The moderate Joe Biden is not the moderate we thought he was, which is why there's going to be a very strong reckoning come November, not just for his administration, but for Congress in particular, because people are saying enough is enough. You know, even a lot of Democrats, all the independent voters are saying enough is enough. We're not blind to what's happening down there. You're not dealing with it. We hired you to do a job. You're failing. So it hits us right here in our own streets. This new doorway system we've created, we're the only state in the country where drug overdose deaths have gone down the last 2 years. We're bucking the national trend in a positive way. But boy, we got a lot of work to do. And with this flow just constantly coming in, we are very lucky. We have such great state police, local police, DEA. They're working so hard to keep it off our streets. But when the floodgates are literally opened up and anything and everything comes at us, sometimes it can just be almost too much to handle. Some states are just getting absolutely doused. There are states that have the death rates have tripled in the last couple of years. Right. Ours are down 20%, right. But we're not claiming victory. There's still just so much work to do, given that we're getting absolutely no help at the national level.
Governor Chris Sununu, does it look like we'll be temporarily suspending the state gas tax for a couple months? It looks like Senator Morris is on board with that now. You said you're open to any ways to give taxpayers a break. Does it look like that's going to happen or not?
I'm hopeful. I think the legislature is trying to figure out a way to attach it to a bill or actually get the votes. They got to get votes on it too. It's tough to pass in the House sometimes. So if it gets to my desk, I'll sign it in a second. But yeah, I'm hopeful, but I don't want to promise anything until I see a bill on my desk.
What about legalizing marijuana? You've done more to decriminalize marijuana, legalize it for medicinal use, decriminalize small amount possessions. But you know that's a movement in other states around us, and there was some, I don't know if there's some measures in the legislature, there usually are, to push, to kind of legalize it recreationally. I know you didn't like one particular measure that would allow certain number of plants to be grown in a house. You said, how do you regulate that? I mean, how do you know if people are doing one or 100 or 1,000? So my question is, have you changed your thoughts on legalized marijuana for recreational use, or do you still have concerns?
Well, a couple things. So the bill that started in the legislature is now very different. They've made a lot of very, I think, very bad changes to it. I don't even think it's going to get to my desk. It might, but I don't even know if it's going to actually get to my desk, and there may be more changes. So, look, the stat I brought up is a very important one. The fact that we're the only state in the country where we're bucking the national trend on drug deaths, right? Whatever we're doing is clearly moving us in the right direction. People say, well, all the other states around us, have done it. And all the other states around us don't have the success with drug fatalities that we do. So we're clearly doing something right. And I think that's a key data point people have to remember. Just doing it like everyone else does, when we're the ones that are having success, that doesn't always make the most sense. And I think you got to look at the data, you got to look at the numbers, not just say, well, it's inevitable. We're doing great on revenue. We don't need money. You don't make more drugs. You don't legalize more illegal drugs just to make money. That would be a horrible, horrible ethics, if you will, on the state level. But if there's ways to do it responsibly, I'm always open to that. But the systems that have been proposed, technically no bill's ever gotten to my desk. You know, Jack, here's an interesting point. No legislature and governor have ever legalized marijuana in this country. Do you know that?
No.
It's never been done. It's always done by referendum on a vote.
No governor has ever actually signed a
marijuana legalization bill. So it's a very hard thing to do because you got to get the system right. I think they've taken it in somewhat of a wrong direction here. So anyways, that's just kind of where it is. We'll see if anything gets to my desk and what it looks like when it gets here.
Thank you, Governor. Finally on the show this morning, good morning, New Hampshire. We do. J-Dog wants to know if you want to give a prediction tonight for the NCAA final. Before we do, I know St. Peter's is not there, but real quickly, Nikki Haley's going to be on the show in a little bit this morning in our studios. You know her, I'm sure, as former governor, ambassador to the United Nations. She may or may not run for president in 2024, but I think she has said in the past that, you know, what Donald Trump decides to do will make a difference maybe with her. Mike Pompeo, I've asked him. I've asked Chris Christie this question. I've asked a lot of the other potential presidential candidates. Your name is actually in the mix of 2024 contenders, but you have an election in just a few months away in the midterms that you don't want to look ahead of. My question is, does it matter if Donald Trump runs or not in 2024? Does that affect your plans in any way?
No, no, I'm running in 22 to be governor.
No, so but if you were to look at it.
I don't look past that. I don't have plans, Jack.
Okay, yeah. But you wouldn't affect what he does or not is what I'm asking, but you may
do. Oh, goodness. No, not at all. I mean, is he going to run? Is he not going to run? Is Nikki Haley going to run? Is Chris Christie going to run? I say it all the time, and I can't say it enough. Stop worrying about 24. If you focus on 24, Republicans aren't going to win the way they need to win in 22, and then what have you done, right? Don't get too ahead of yourselves. This is politics. Anything can change on any day. You got to get results. You got to earn it in the next election. And then you can worry about who might run and why they might run and all that kind of stuff down the road.
J-Dog, question for the governor.
Who you got tonight, governor? Number 1 seed Kansas, number 8 seed North Carolina in the national title.
How can you not pick UNC, right? Yeah. Number 8 seed, underdogs almost the whole way. I'm rooting. I'm normally not a UNC fan. I think a lot of people normally aren't UNC fans. But just the fact that you have an 8 seed, you know, trying to upset folks after not being in the top 25 for a long time is kind of exciting. I'll take UNC by 6.
All right, Governor, thank you.